Sammy Sosa's on the ballot. Barry Bonds is on the ballot. Of course, Roger Clemens is on the ballot. And those are three players that have been linked to steroids. What is your opinion? Should they?
No. No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't get in.
They shouldn't get in. Okay.
It's a slippery slope, and it's one of those conversations that when you begin to talk about details of how you'd go about doing it, people start to weigh in with different opinions. Well, if you do this and you do that, you don't know when they started. If you cheated, you're done. And,
right.
It's not to say that there's a purity about the Hall of Fame, because there's some really bad people in the Hall of Fame. There's really bad people in all of the Hall of Fames. But if character and morals and ethics don't matter, then I'm not sure what it stands for.
Yeah, I mean, if someone corked their bat a couple of times, like Albert Bell has known to do, then, well, that's too bad. I think you can debate the spitball because it's not every pitch. But when you cork your body, I think that makes you ineligible. But nobody knows, few people know more about baseball than Bob Nightingale, or have seen more games. And Bob is a veteran writer with USA Today, and Bob's still with us. And, Bob, you totally disagree with Curt Schilling.
I do. At least I don't know who cheated, who did it. I mean, Curt Schilling's the same guy who testified in front of Congress that he literally knew two or three guys in his career who cheated. And guys on his own team, that 2001 Diamondbacks team, will tell you about half that team were juicing up. So, you know, no one's really telling the truth on this thing. And
I was very disappointed in his testimony, so you are 100% right on that.
And, you know, I mean, hey, Sammy Sosa says he never used steroids. Rafael Palmeiro says the only time he got caught. So why we're not believing them, but they weren't believing different guys. You know, Bagwell says he never cheated. Piazza says he never cheated. How do we know?
That's true, but I think you're paid for your judgment. I mean, the games you've seen, you know that Mike Piazza, for example, in New York, he's a hero. He's a great guy. Every experience I had, even after he lost the World Series, he's treated me with incredible class. But we know he was a 62nd round pick, and we know he put on a lot of size and strength, and he ended up with an incredible career, record-breaking career. So you could. You're asked, if you're Bob Nightingale, to say use your judgment. But with Barry Bonds, you have to suspend disbelief to think that he did not take steroids.
Exactly. But you can suspend belief, too, that he wasn't facing half the pitchers juicing up, too, including all these relievers and everybody else. It was just a commonplace of the game. And I feel bad for a guy like Fred McGriff, who had a terrific career, whose numbers got dwarfed by the steroid users. So McGriff has to sniff the Hall of Fame where he should be in.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about them the best of their era. They're best of an era in sports in which the home run was king and people looked the other way instead of reporting on how they were doing it. But I'm thinking about that this game has nothing if you can't point to records. And you now look at Mike Schmidt, what he does, and all these other players that are in there, Reggie Jackson, and they're saying, look how many players have passed me over the last 10 years. I'm astounded by how many former players are outraged about the steroid era. And I side with them. I Hank Aaron had a gut at 43 years old, was still hitting homers. And this guy now is not the home run king because Barry Bonds, who laughed in our face with his steroid abuse, passed him by cheating.
Yeah, but,
and A-Rod
but
doesn't belong in there either. I don't know how A-Rod gets in.
But Hank was not hitting home runs off guys who were throwing 95 because they were juiced up. I mean, that's what I'm saying, it's a level playing field. Yeah, Bonds had been juiced up, but he was facing guys like Clemens and stuff who were just as juiced up, Andy Pettit, guys like that, you know, throughout careers. And so it was just a different level of time. We can't just ignore that era. It's impossible.
Here's the ESPN.
People tend to forget guys like Pettit. You know, he cheated as much as anybody.
Pettit? You said Andy Pettit?
Andy Pettit. I mean, he says he used it once. Does anybody really believe that? I mean, come on. You don't use HGH once and let it go.
I don't believe he belongs in there either. Jason Stark, cut 30.
My inclination is, at this moment, to vote for all three of them. Not because I'm not troubled by all the stuff that swirls around them, but just because this is an impossible job. I've said this many times. These guys played in an era in which hundreds of players were using some sort of PED. And I really appreciate that the Hall of Fame has dumped this whole mess into the laps of people like me and try to decide who cheated, who didn't, and to ask people, to ask voters to keep everyone out of the Hall of Fame who cheated is a great idea. It's also impossible. So my inclination is to try my best to vote for the best players of that generation and let the Hall of Fame figure out how it wants to handle it.
So they are figuring out how they're going to handle it. They're ignoring it. They are putting the pressure on you. Do you resent that, Bob?
No, I kind of like it. I mean, just a everybody gets a different opinion. I've been set on this for a long time, and I think more guys like Jason are stepping forward now and saying the same thing. Like, hey, if you're the best of that era, you belong in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, what's going to happen when someone says, okay, I'm going to vote for, Piazza, Bagwell, somebody, and say, okay, I think they're clean, I'm putting them in. Then years later, someone admits, so they cheated. You can't take all away from them. So that's why I say just let everybody in just based on their numbers.